I only eat free range and hopefully grain fed as well. I think it's healthier, and I don't like the idea of the, you know, the chicken being caged up. Yeah, I think it's cruel. It means that if they have more space to run, so they're happy, and then they give me nice healthy eggs.
A happy customer buying eggs at South Melbourne Market on the first day of the market's ban on selling eggs from hens kept in cages. But not all the shoppers buying eggs from Adrian Lloyd's egg stall, Babe's Eggs, which has been at the market for 27 years, are pleased with the new regime.
A lot of the older customers, the old locals that are around the area that have been coming, like I said, for about 15 years, I try to explain to them all the new rules and what the density is, and they sort of don't want to know, and or they don't understand, or they just really upset that they haven't had a choice to be able to buy caged eggs, and the choice has been taken away from them, and they've been quite upset.
Have you had to raise your prices?
Yes, definitely. I've had to raise them at least $2 a dozen, because that's how much the price rise has gone. And like I said, I've lost about 33% on what I was selling before, and just in the last 3 weeks. So who's to know if it's going to go up or down from now?
The market's manager, Ross Williamson, says the ban on caged eggs is an ethical decision.
We wanted to position the market as it always has been, as a place that was trusted, and that we've got discerning buyers here. We know that from our research. And there was not much of a price differentiation between our cheapest free-range egg and our cheapest caged egg. Was about 15 cents. So we realised from a choice perspective we weren't affecting it, but we could make an ethical decision that also didn't affect choice too much.
As well as the ban, the market is also requiring traders to display labels on stocking densities for the eggs they sell.
Free-range eggs, I hadn't realised it was this diversity, that you bought free-range and you could have got 850 to 40,000 chickens per hectare. And I think I was feeling deceived and spending good money and realising that I probably wasn't buying what I thought I was buying. So we said, let's educate and make people make an informed decision. They can still buy whatever they want, but when they make an informed decision, they go, that's what my definition of free range is in my head. It's chickens roaming about and pecking, and I'm prepared to pay an extra dollar for that. Or I'm not prepared to, but I understand that's 20,000 and that's acceptable to me.
What sort of message does a decision like this send to egg farmers with caged hen production systems?
It sends a message, and clearly, as I said, some of the negative feedback we've got was that they're going to start fighting this and they're not happy, is that we're such a small portion of the eggs produced that we know we're not going to have an impact. But I think if it gets them to start thinking about the way they produce eggs, then that's a step in the right direction.
There's currently no national standard for what constitutes a free-range egg. The South Melbourne market hopes by telling their shoppers how many hens an egg farm has per hectare, it will allow them to make up their own mind about which eggs to buy. But it's also creating confusion. Egg stall holder Adrian Lloyd.
A lot of the people didn't know what the density meant. A lot of people didn't know what a hectare was. So I had to explain that to them and sort of do a visual drawing of what a hectare was and how many chickens per was. And then they go, okay. But yeah, I'd say probably about 60, 70% of them just said, no, as long as they're free range, I don't care.
They're all the best eggs.
Yeah.
They're all free range. It just depends on the density of what you need. Would you like 850 chickens per hectare, 750 chickens per hectare, or 1,500 chickens per hectare?
No, 750.
750. There you go.
So you're buying eggs today?
Yes.
Is that information important to you, or do you know what to make of it?
Not really. That's what I ask about. But I don't know how many hens you do have to a hectare. I like to think that they're walking around pecking away.
Happy little hens.
Yes, I have to be happy.